morning. Yeah, we thank God for leading us through the year 2019 and safely bringing us to 2020. We're happy to be partakers of this year, and to this we give God the glory. Our Bible lesson today will be taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, beginning to read from verse 1. Matthew 2, from verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him.' When they had heard the king, they went their way. And lo, the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you love us so much that you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world to save us. As we celebrate his birth and his revelation to the world, we pray that you teach us through the leading of the Holy Spirit how to love you and serve you according to your will, until we meet Jesus face to face to spend eternity with him through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. So, for our reflection today, the theme for our reflection is homage to Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Homage to Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And our text, our principal text, is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Verse 11 of the passage we read. It says, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. So this was the event, one of the events that happened after the birth of Jesus. Wise men traveling all the way from the Middle East, from the East to the Middle East to pay homage to Jesus. While Jesus was still a baby, when the world had not known about him, when he was still hidden in a manger, not even the people in Bethlehem knew about him, except those to whom the angel revealed him to. Not even the people in Judah knew about him. Wise men traveled all the way from the East to the Middle East, which was then an unknown destination for them. But they were following the stars in order to see and pay homage to Jesus. When nobody has heard about him, when nobody has known about him, when even the people around didn't know about him, they traveled all the way from the East to the Middle East because they were following the star. But they didn't know where they were going. That's why they got lost on the way and ended up in the house of Herod, the king. So, but because they heard about the king, a baby, even not quite revealed to people around, they had to take the journey. They had to labor. They didn't waste their time. They took everything they had. They took their treasure and traveled all the way from the East to the Middle East. That time wasn't the time you can simply jump into an airplane and get to where you are going. Not even a car. But traveling by horse or by chariots, which takes a very long time. But because they want to see the King of the Kings, the Lord of Lords, who has not even been revealed to the world, they traveled all the way to the Middle East, taking the risk, ignoring the dangers on the way, to make their way to the place where he was. No wonder they were called wise men. You know, we have this old saying, wise people seek for Jesus, or wise people seek Jesus. So, this is a proof of their wisdom. Wisdom in seeking the author of life, where he was. Wisdom in knowing what is mostly valuable in this life, to be with the author of life. Wisdom in risking one's life and taking the pains to be with Jesus. So that's why they're called wise men. They made wise decisions. They knew what is mostly valuable, what is the most important thing that one needs to do in this life, to be with Jesus. And that's exactly what they did. So, they took the risk. They risked their life. Traveled all the way in a dangerous way, road. Not minding what they will meet on the way. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 16, verse 25, "For whoever will save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. They tried to lose their life for the sake of Jesus. They risked their life for the sake of Jesus. Even when they lost sight of the star, they persisted and eventually got their direction back and eventually saw Jesus. So, wisdom is making the wisest choice in life. Ability to make the best choice in life. That is wisdom. And they demonstrated this. They made the best choice that one can make, taking every risk to go and see Jesus and be with him. Then when they got there, they brought him very expensive gifts. They didn't just go there to see Jesus. They took with them very expensive things. The Bible said, in their box of treasure, they were going to see a baby that has not been revealed to the world, that was not even known by anybody. They traveled a long distance, took the risk, carried their treasure with them. That's what they did for Jesus. That's a very wise decision. And these gifts, as we are told, are gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They knew who to give their best gifts. They knew where to lay their treasure. He who is the source of everything that exists is the best person to give back what we have. And that is the proper place to lay our treasure. We lay our treasure in the hands of Jesus. Everything that is put back into the hand of Jesus is blessed. A little boy put 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish into the hands of Jesus. He blessed it and multiplied it, and it fed 5,000. If you put your life into the hand of Jesus, he will bless your life and make it very, very successful. If you put your treasure into the hand of Jesus, he will bless it. If you put your years into the hand of Jesus, he will bless your years. You should know, wisdom is knowing the best place to put what you value most. And there's no other place better than the hand of Jesus, no matter what we are facing in this life. So, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 21, Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Where your treasure is where your heart will be. Of course, you will see where the heart of these wise men were. They took their treasure along with them and led them into the hands of Jesus, and handed them over to Jesus. They gave their treasure to Jesus, which means their heart is with Jesus. Where do you normally lay your treasure? Where do you put things you value so much? Into whose hands do you put them? Do you lay treasure for yourself here on earth? Or do you lay treasure for yourself in heaven? Do you hold back what you value most to yourself? Or do you give what you value most over to Jesus? Do you put it into the hand of Jesus? where do you put what you value most? These wise men gave their treasure to Jesus, and by so doing, led them offer themselves in heaven. We'll be assured that whatever you lay into the hands of Jesus is already laid in heaven. Wise people give their treasure to Jesus, for he can keep it for them for eternity. Remember, he owns whatever you plan to give to him. Everything you are giving to him came from him too. So when you give something to him, you are giving him back, you are giving back to him what he gave to you. So he will multiply it and give you more. In other words, when you give to Jesus, you are giving back to yourself. If you give your life to Jesus, you are giving life back to yourself. Because he gave life to you, he will receive it, bless it, multiply it, and give it back to you. So anything you are giving to Jesus is a gift you are giving back to yourself. It's not just giving the same gift, but he will bless it and give it back to yourself. So in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14, the Bible says, "But what am I and what is my people that we should be able thus far to give willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you." Everything comes from God. So whatever we are giving to God is what he gave us. And by so doing, we're showing appreciation to God for everything he does for us and for everything he gives to us. Today, being January 5, we are just 5 days into the year 2020. Every day of our lives is a gift from God. Everything you have in this life is given to you by God, including every day and every second. And as we've traveled for 5 days into the new year, where does your journey of this year and in this life take you to? Where do we hope to head to in 2020? Where is our hope for the rest of this life? As you know, we are on the earth that rotates within itself and revolves around the sun. And the scientists among us may be aware that the Earth's journey around the sun is called an elliptical orbit. One Earth's orbit around the sun equals 1 year, which is 365 days. And of course, we know about 365 days. But we may not know the miles we travel around the sun. In 2019, like in other years, do you know how many miles we traveled around the sun? I want to explain this further. You know that the Earth is turning within itself, rotating. And as it rotates, it revolves around the sun. So it's journeying. As we are standing here, we are speeding with the Earth, and we are moving with the Earth around the sun. So we are not standing in a place. The Earth is in a journey, and that journey is around the sun. And it takes 365 days to go around the sun once. Within these 365 days, how many miles does the Earth travel to to cover within these 365 days. The earth travels for 584 million miles. 584 million miles around the sun every year. So in 2019, we have traveled for 584 million miles continuous around the sun. And this is what happens every year. So this year, we have started another journey of 584 million miles around the sun. And we've been 5 days into that. So we are in a journey that is consistent. So out of the 365 days that is in a year, how many days are we left with? Do you know? 360 days. We have 365 days in a year, and we have traveled for 5 days. So we have 360 days left for the remaining part of the year. So if you are 10 years old and each year is made up of 365 days, it then means if you are 10 years old, how many days have you been on earth? 3,650 days. That's if you are 10 years old. You've been here for 3,650 days. And how many miles have you traveled? If you are 10 years old, you've traveled 5,840 million miles around the sun if you are 10 years old. So if you know the number of miles you've traveled on earth, multiply 584 million miles with your age, then you know the distance you've covered while on earth. And multiply it with 365, then you know how many days you spend on earth. And in all these days, what have you been doing? But what I'm saying now is very, very important. Because Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom." When you see the millions of miles you cover and thousands of days you cover, and think of what you've done in each of these days and what you do as you travel along, the Bible is saying we need to know this so that we have a heart of wisdom. Goes back to wisdom, wise men making wise decisions. Wisdom, knowing where the right thing to do, knowing the right place to put what is valuable to us within these days on earth. Now the days that are gone are gone. 2019 is gone. The first 5 days of 2020 are gone. What remains for us is what happens from now on. How are we going to spend all these remaining days as we journey around the sun? It's a journey. Some people will start it and complete it. Some people will end the journey on the way. Some people may encounter many bumps on the way. We need to bear this in mind. We are just beginning a new journey into a new 365 days. But the Bible says, teach me to number my days in order to have a heart of wisdom. What is mostly valuable to you? How will you spend these days? How will you spend these years? For whom will you spend your life? In Into whose hand will you put what you value most during this journey of the remaining 360 days? And the remaining miles, millions of miles, we have to travel around the sun. So, unlike the wise men, we may not need another journey to Bethlehem to see Jesus, because we already know about Jesus. He is already with us. But the journey we need to think about is the journey of life itself. Life itself is a journey. So, we don't need to travel to Bethlehem. You can go there to see where it happened. But remember that in this life we are in a journey. And we are constantly in a journey that is non, that doesn't stop. And like we said, as you know, when you are traveling, you may encounter bumps on the way. You may encounter red lights. You may encounter hurdles and other things that may discourage you and make the journey not to be so smooth. It happened to the wise men. They encountered the world. We didn't know the hurdles they encountered on the way. But we know of one. They ended up in the house of Herod, King Herod, who wasn't comfortable. They lost sight of the star that they were following and ended up in the house of Herod. But they persisted. They did not give up on their journey. They didn't stop. They weren't discouraged as to go back. They searched for direction. They were given the direction. They found the star again and continued their journey until they ended up where Jesus was. No matter the hurdles we meet on our way, no matter the red lights that may come across us as we journey through this year, 2020, we shouldn't give up. You must never give up. I want to sing a song before I continue. It says, "Don't you ever give up. God is on your way. Though your sky may look so dark, no ray of light you may see. Don't you ever give up. God is on your way. God will turn your darkness to light if you never give up. God will turn your darkness into light if you don't give up. There may be clouds on your way. There may be darkness out there. There may be bumps out there as we journey into 2020. There may be setbacks. There may be things that may be discouraging. Don't ever give up. Keep on pushing. God will turn your darkness into light if you don't give up." The wise men lost sight of the star. They ended up in the house of Herod. They sought for direction. They were given direction with a tug. But the star resurfaced and they completed their journey. So the star that you may lose sight of will resurface. That thing that you value most, that you think you are losing, will resurface if you don't give up. Let your focus be Jesus. Don't lose sight of Jesus, even if you lose sight of everything. Let nothing discourage you from following Jesus. This is a journey that will lead to an eternal destination. It's a journey that you continue until you hit an eternal destination. Fix your eyes on Jesus, no matter the distractions on the way. As a follower of Christ, remember that God is always with you. God will never forsake you. In Romans chapter 8, 1 to 32, he says, "What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? If God is for you, who will be against you? Nobody. Fix your eyes on him." So as we journey along the way this year, always remember that this world is not our home. We are in a journey. No one has ever stayed on this planet forever. So the important thing is to be aware of your destination. Be aware of where you are heading to. It's very, very important. And then, in Romans chapter 38, 37 to 39, the Bible says, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So God is concerned about us, that nothing ever, no distraction, no red light can separate us from the love of God. The only thing that can separate us is us. It's only me that can separate myself from the love of God, not any principalities and powers. God wants us to make wise choices. God has set things before us. The choices are ours. It is us that we decide where we head to. That's why God said in Deuteronomy 30:19, "I call on heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offsprings will live." God wants us to make a good choice, wise choice in 2020. Multiple blessings are on your way this year. The choices you make will make these blessings to happen. The wise men gave their treasure to Christ, which is a wise choice. Also, give your own treasure to Christ. Do not lay it up here on earth. Hand them over to Christ. Turn the best you have over to Christ as a homage to him in this year journey of 584 million miles through 2020. God will richly bless you, and you, not just you, but your family through the year. And finally, as we journey along this year, let our homage to Jesus include Romans 12:9-20 that says, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in your prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Give to your church here. Participate, practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let this be part of our homage to Jesus in this year 2020. Let us pray.